Whoa. Do you know what this is? Hello, planet Earth. We are back again after a little bit of a week off due to a bout of man flu.
It's a real thing.
It is a real thing. And I think we cannot deny the fact that man flu is way worse than normal flu. But we're not going to go about it too much. We're feeling much better now. It feels like I haven't been in the studio with you for a while, Adam. Way too long. Even though it's only been a week.
It's been 2 weeks.
It's been 2 weeks? Oh, well, I suppose if you look at it that way, yeah.
Do you know there's actually a male scientist that proved that man flu was a real thing?
There you go. you shouldn't have said male scientist. You just
that
said,
was the point. That was the point.
But anyway, yeah, so unfortunately we couldn't record last week, but we are back this week with loads of energy and we're going to get going. Just want to say one quick thing before we go on.
Yes.
The used...
It was so good, wasn't it? I completely forgot.
Yeah, it seems like it was a long time ago.
It was a very long time ago.
It was excellent, wasn't it?
It was so good.
I didn't actually know that it was the first date of their entire tour.
Didn't you?
Well, I didn't really pay much attention to the actual
sequence. It kind of came across that way, didn't it?
It did. It
seemed not as planned and kind of just more easygoing and let's just see what happens kind of. That kind of flow to it.
It did, but also there was this huge difference between both nights in terms of the crowd.
Yeah, it was weird because you'd have like late 20s to 30-year-old people and then like 15 to 18-year-olds as well.
Yeah.
There was just that big divide. And the crowd was really quite tame both nights, I thought.
It was, but
I started to really get into it a couple of songs and no one else around me really was. And I was like, okay.
It was pretty tame, but I thought the first night, which is the one that I really wanted to go to, there was a lot older. There's an older crowd there. I definitely thought that, man. And maybe that's to do with the fact the album was slightly older, but...
Well, if they were 15 when it came out, well, they'd be like nearly 30.
Yeah, pretty much. So, but it was truly excellent.
And it was beautiful because someone proposed, didn't they?
Yes, and she said yes.
Well, you wouldn't say no up there, would you?
I don't think she could have said no. But I
don't know if I told you, I walked past them on my way to get a bus back home.
What?
Yeah, people were driving past going, congratulations, in their car, and they looked really happy.
Well, what a lovely notion. But it was excellent, and we're not going to go into that too much, but Bert and Jeff, who are obviously still the only real original members from the band, but they'd never played a lot of those songs before, ever.
Yeah, they were like, this is probably the first time I've ever played this song for a couple of the, like Noises and Kisses and stuff like that.
Yeah, and and Hard to Say,
yeah.
He never sung that, and he was very emotional about that. But they really, really were fantastic. And I like the venue as well, really cool venue.
Oh, you'd never been, had you?
No. So they are going to be touring in Europe and the US. So for any of our listeners out there who are in those areas,
it's
enjoy.
It's got to be one.
There's going to be maybe two, three, I don't know. One. But yeah, they were fantastic. Anyway, on to the latest news, Adam.
Yeah, well... There's a couple of sad things, really. A band I used to really, really like, Transit, brought them up a few times. They've finally split up now.
Yes.
I don't think you know much about them.
I don't, but
they've been around a very long time, and they've slowly been... Well, their latest album, Joyride, was really good, but I've read a lot of the forums, and they've been on a slow decline for years,
okay.
Which I didn't know.
That's a shame.
Hopefully it's a hiatus, but yeah, there's that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's on their European tour at the moment. Crux have had to pull out temporarily because the singer Josh has he's got an issue with his voice or something. He's had to go see a specialist. And I've got tickets to go see him on the 11th of March, so hopefully he'll be fine for the UK dates.
Yeah, I know they're currently your favourite new band, aren't they?
They're amazing.
So we wish Josh a speedy recovery. Hopefully he feels better and is able to play even some of the European dates.
He best be available for England.
Yeah, but
Blood Youth are the main band. They're really good, and I like their new song, but I am going for Crux.
Big picture, though, he's got to look after his voice. Do you know what I mean?
He has got a great voice.
He does indeed. So, it'd be great if they do play. If they don't, then I'm sure they'll reschedule. It'll be fine. Don't worry about it, Adam. You will see them. Bit of news that I saw was that finally they have announced the last headliners for Reading and Leeds, and we were right about one of them.
Biffy
Clyro,
on the
Biff.
What do you think to this announcement?
It's
interesting.
It is interesting, only because the actual days themselves are very, very eclectic. They've got a very varied array of...
Which isn't the norm, is it?
No. So it's a bit unusual. I'm happy for
them. I'll tell you what it's annoying for. It's annoying for the people like me who used to go just one day for the
one day,
heavier
yeah.
day.
Yeah,
like on the Sunday at
totally,
Leeds,
man.
I think, Friday at Reading. I can't remember.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but very much so that you've got heavier bands mixed with even like electronic bands. It's very, very weird.
They've got... like normally, having Asking Alexandra, Parkway Drive, Crossfaith, Skindred, Dillinger Escape Plan, what others were there? Five Finger Death Punch and Sleeping with Sirens. Usually, you'd expect them all to be on the same
day. Yeah,
but they're not.
They're not. Really weird. And the other one was Fall Out Boy. They were the other. Sorry, they were the other headliner for Z.
6 or 7 years ago, that would have excited me, but not anymore.
It's unusual.
Well, so an interview. Pete Wentz doesn't really know where they are at the moment. I don't know whether they're leaning towards a halftime at the Super Bowl kind of band like Coldplay, where they're just like, Coldplay headlining.
I don't think they can do anything other than go down the sort of real sort of commercial route at the moment, which is fine. I mean, I know that you have some sort of like...
We won't go there. That's
No. But it is very Leeds and Reading, isn't it? These two headliners.
And Di Antwoord as well.
Oh, yeah.
Main stage, I think, because their name's in big letters.
Yeah, you mentioned that to me before. I have no real... opinions on that either way.
Well, I did. I wondered why the fuck that they're on the thing, on the lineup, and I did a bit of research, and apparently they're doing a double album or something.
Well, you'll be excited about that, won't you? It's very... You love them.
Oh, they're so weird.
Oh, dude. I don't know, man. But, like, it's exciting because that obviously means that, which we said before, that Biffy are going to be...
Biffy are great live.
They're incredible, but there'll be a new album by them, which is really A. You know what I mean? That's really, really cool.
That's why we thought they were playing.
Exactly. So, I mean, we're not really fans of Leeds or Reading anymore because it's just, well, it's just a bit, yeah, pants.
Need to get a little button where I can press and just go...
A bit poo, isn't it? But whoever's going, enjoy it. But it's going to be difficult for a day ticket now because there's no sort of like, there's no format. Really, it's just a bit of this, bit of that. Anyway, that's the news I want to discuss anyway.
We should come up with some sort of jingle for the news.
We should. We'll work on it. At the moment...
That's going to happen.
Okay.
I'm going to write a jingle.
Any suggestions, just send them in. You know what I mean? And latest releases. You've got one, haven't you?
There's a couple of interesting ones, yeah. Well, there's one that came out on 26th of Feb. Grumblebee.
Yeah.
I've mentioned them in a podcast. I can't remember when, but it's really good. Actually,
they've getting a lot of not exposure, but they're getting a lot of airplay on radio and all over the country.
Is it really, Daniel really P. Carter?
Yeah. They're doing really well. Fair play to them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. If you haven't listened to them, if you like band, like the way Def Havana have gone these days, I think you'd quite like them.
Do check them out though. They are cool. Do you know what I mean?
It's really cheap, this EP. I think it's like 5 or 6 tracks.
Yeah, it's only an EP, but an EP is a good way to get into them. Do you know what I mean? Like with any band. So
the thing I will
sweet.
Say that get they brought out 3 tracks.
Yeah.
I've forgotten the names.
Uh-huh.
Before the EP release, and they are definitely the 3 good ones on
right,
the EP.
Right.
The extra 2 aren't... They're more like fillers. But the EP is great. You should go listen to that.
Which means there'll be an album, which is fantastic.
Yeah. Well, fantastic. It's brand new. It's this guy called Luke, I think, who's doing the whole thing.
Okay. Sweet. Good call. I'm just going to adjust my mic here.
Hey, you.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Oh.
Do you frequently chat a load of bullshit?
Yeah.
Do you like staying hydrated?
Yeah.
Then you'll like our new natural refreshing beverage called Shit Sipper.
Whoa.
Go on, drink it.
Oh, it tastes like shit, yummy.
Shit Sipper proudly sponsors Old Rock Repeat.
Shit Sipper may cause bowel diseases. Chewing gum is advised after each sip, but if you're a frequent bullshitter, your friends will be used to it anyway. It may contain nuts.
And we're back in the room.
Yes, a bit of a technical... Not even technical, just actual mic stand problems, shall we say. It's all sorted now, though. I've got one. Killswitch Engage.
Yeah.
New album. Yeah. Jesse's obviously back in the band. He's been back with them for a while. I'm really looking forward to this. I've heard a couple of their singles and loving it.
I've only heard the latest one. I've forgotten the name.
The album's called Incarnate.
Yes.
And the...
When's it coming out? Friday?
11th. Of March, yeah. So not too long. It will be a week on Friday. which is excellent. I really like them. It's unusual, actually, because Jesse was obviously in the band, then he left the band, Howard came in, and now Jesse's back. And yet...
I prefer Howard.
Yeah, it's interesting, because I really liked Howard, but Jesse has somehow managed to keep a really the loyal Killswitch fans, which is unusual, because to replace the frontman is not that easy.
One of the tracks I hear definitely does sound Killswitchy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, good. Yeah. It's fantastic. And Jesse likes Howard's stuff. So it's kind of like I was saying about like Dennis and Danny from Asking. It's like sometimes you don't connect with it, but Jesse is very much like emotionally tried to get into what Howard was thinking, he said. I think I heard him saying this, which is excellent. But the new stuff will be really, really exciting. Looking forward to that. So that's one album to look forward to.
Yeah, and there's also one. I don't know if I'm excited about this one. Tonight yeah. Alive, I got one coming out on this Friday, 4th.
They do, don't they? Yes.
They are a band that were delightfully just generic. Actually, I won't say the word generic. They had a little something about them, but they were just pure like pop punk, female-fronted band.
Yes.
And a couple of the new songs off this new album, Limitless, that they pre-released, were very pop. And it was quite upsetting, because I feel like that's the way a lot of bands, especially pop punk, female-fronted bands, tend to head towards for a bit more commercial success. I don't know if that's why they're doing it or not, but
it could be management, could be the record labels. You just don't know, do you?
Yeah, well, the new stuff's very Katy Perry-esque, which isn't a bad thing at all. It's just not Tonight Alive. I saw them live and they had loads of energy, but these songs seem a bit more London Grammar-y or like
droll
churches, almost electronic in places.
The fans of obviously you, which you are, of their earlier stuff, yeah, that does. It's a little bit rubbish, but yeah, maybe that is. It could be a whole combination of things. But I've heard a couple of their songs, and I never liked them before per se. I don't particularly like them now, but I can hear the difference. You know what I mean? Like, it's not pop punk anymore.
Yep. I don't know. It's a difficult one. There's other bands that are doing similar things, like Against the Current. Bang that used to be called Verse or Emerge, I think they're called Verses now or something. They're doing something very similar. There seems to be loads of bands doing it, and it's kind of sucking the mainstream marketed female fronted bands dry a bit. It seems to be a bit of a lack thereof, which is interesting, because it leads nicely into our feature for this podcast, which is female fronted bands.
Yes, it was a lovely segue.
Did you like that?
I did, yeah. We're going to be talking about female musicians and in its entirety, but mainly the fronts.
Yeah.
Women.
Because actually, bands that have females that front the band, front women.
Yeah.
They're kind of rare.
Well, it's interesting because
How many female fronted bands do you reckon you regularly listen to now?
Regularly listen to? It would be less than five.
Definitely less than five.
Yeah.
It's quite interesting. I did a little poll on Facebook. I got quite a few responses, and most of them said between 0 and 3 or 0 and 5.
Which is just astonishingly... That's horrible. That is just literally atrocious to think
And I backed it up by saying I'm presuming the front man bands, the male fronted bands that you listen to are countless, and they're all like, yeah, well, yeah, they are. But then it was interesting because it made them think, shit, I should probably listen to more female fronted bands. And then this one guy came back and he was like, actually, I've changed my number to 10 now. I remembered all these bands that I used to listen to.
But you know what, right? The only thing I can say about that is that it's a shame, because I had to think about it as well, how many I do regularly listen to, but I've never really thought of it either way. I don't listen to a band based on anything other than the way it sounds. So,
yeah.
You know, for me, the numbers are terrible in that there is far, far, far less in the grander scheme of things with female members fronting the bands. But as a whole, for me personally, I don't look at it that way. But as an industry and as like a way forward, it's pretty atrocious to think that there are that fewer bands that are like really, really sort of like, you know, on people's radars as much.
Well, I did a little bit of reading. And so, for instance, Kerrang's Greatest Rock Stars 2015.
Yep.
I did a little count, and seven out of 50 were female fronted bands, which is 14%.
That's rubbish. That is just so... I mean, seven...
Yeah.
Not even double figures, man. That's useless.
So 14%.
I mean, it's Kerrang, so that doesn't really mean much to me, but I mean...
Yeah, but then you look at the official rock and metal singles chart, the top 40.
Yeah.
Out of 40, guess how many are female?
I'd say over 10. It's got to be.
3.
That,
7.5%. Or thereabouts.
That's, I mean, what?
And
what's
one of them
on?
Is Evanescence, Bring Me to Life, which is a catalogue song. So there's only, there's Paramore and Paris, they're the only two kind of still going with
yeah,
new material bands.
That is, so two, essentially two then.
But it crosses over to the entire music industry, doesn't it? I mean, I also looked at the chair or the owners of record labels, like yeah. some of the alternative ones like Alcopop, Hopeless, Fearless, Epitaph, Fueled by Raymond or Brahman. Or something like that, and literally every single one of them's almost entirely male staffed.
Oh dear me!
So, yeah, it's a problem, but
it certainly is. I mean, without a doubt, some of the finest musicians who've ever lived were female, and to think that nowadays that there's that few, like really, who have that so much sort of like, you know, presence is not cool, man. I'm not happy about that. I mean. I have a list of...
The Tracy Chapmans of the world will be very upset to know that it hasn't really moved
she's
on.
A legend, man. Yeah. She's a legend. There's loads, though. But you know, she was a pioneer. I've got a load of women who I can talk about who are pioneers. And to think that these days that you've told me that two current bands, Paramore and Paris, are the only ones that I've got any real sort of, like, presence is atrocious, dude. I'm not happy about that at all. So that needs to change.
Yeah. I mean, the poll was only a select few, but there was maybe 10, 15, 20 people that I asked.
Yeah.
So if anybody else fancies getting in touch, there's various ways you can get in touch with us to let us know.
There is indeed.
We got Facebook, /AltRockRepeat, Twitter, @AltRockRepeat, and also you can get in touch by email, which is altrockrepeat@gmail.com, if you wish to.
Yeah, three ways. So, you know...
we do enjoy three ways.
Choose your favourite platform and get in contact with us. Yeah, definitely.
What
because
was
I,
that face?
I don't know. I genuinely think that, you know, this is a this is not cool. And I think that certainly get in contact with us if you've got any sort of, like, you know, views on this or whatever, man. It's all good. But, you know, you didn't say how many people you listen to, though.
It's roughly... it's between 7 and 10.
That's pretty high then.
I did a little count. Well, I probably
regularly.
Yeah. I probably listen to though like 40 bands, so it's only going to be like 25%.
Right. Well, it's still higher than Kerrang.
Yeah, there's some great bands that I asked a few people, and they'd either forgotten they existed, or didn't know who they were.
It's interesting because. Yeah, if you really think about it, you can obviously the list will increase, but as a whole. It's pretty sad to think that we have to really sort of delve into our catalogues to think what do we actually listen to. So I would love it if people would actually sort of like tweet us or whatever, because that'd be really fun to sort of know what people actually genuinely think. I mean, like for example, when you ask me who do I regularly listen to,
yeah,
none of them are really rock inverted commas or metal inverted commas. They're just alternative.
Give me some examples.
Well, like, I consider Florence and the Machine not to be pop or rock or anything. I think she's an amalgamation of so many things. And she would be, to me, if I was to put her onto iTunes...
She's one of those rare bands where I'd actually feature them into, like, a festival category.
Yeah, but she's a phenomenal singer. And she's alt. She's a very alternative young lady. And I love her music. And I think that she's one I'd regularly listen to. But, you know, she's
I thought
not...
you said you didn't drink.
I don't. I'm just getting excited. You know what I mean, you know what? I'm in love with Florence. But the thing is, you know, she's alternative, but she's not rock in inverted commas. Because you're on about Tonight Alive. Like, you'd say they're a bit more rockier sounding than Florence. But, like, there's her and I... it's interesting because our regular listeners will know that myself and Adam have completely contrasting musical sort of like
which is good
libraries, which is great. Awesome. But we found one band that we both agree on that we're going to talk about, which is
Hailstorm.
Hailstorm
are fantastic. I've only recently started listening to them.
They're cool. Yeah, they're nice.
Like only a couple of weeks now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But yeah, she's got a great voice.
Lizzie.
Really good music as well.
She's sound, man. I mean, I don't know her, but I mean, like, she's a good...
There's actually an interesting it was a YouTube video that I saw.
YouTube?
Yeah.
What's YouTube?
YouTube is where you go to this site and they sell you tubes and you choose the tube.
Oh,
it used to be
cool.
YouChooseTheTube.com.
Yeah.
But they shortened it down to YouTube.
Check it out. Well, sounds like a good idea.
But yeah, after I bought this tube on YouTube, they also got this video section as well.
Uh-huh.
And there's an interview with Lizzie. Lizzie?
Yeah, Lizzie. Yeah.
And it was on women in the rock and roll scene and how she finds it difficult or easy.
Yeah.
But anyway, what I want to talk about is the comment section. The top comment said, "Her hairline is fucked." What?
I mean, people on YouTube are fucking morons anyway.
Is that just them being morons, or is that just proving a point that they are mostly there to be symbols? That's a whole debate in itself, but what do you think about that?
I would be interested to see what Lizzie said in that interview, but I would say that most people on YouTube are fucking idiots.
Well, she was talking about... the interviewer was asking about if it's difficult that female... female front women.
Jeez, what is going on with you today?
I have been drinking.
He's drinking right now.
Female front women. For instance, what's her name? Thingy from the Pretty Reckless.
Taylor.
She on the album cover. She's almost entirely naked.
Uh huh.
And how they deal with that and stuff like that. That's what she was talking about.
Right.
But she was saying it wasn't really a problem because she sees it that she delivers this great music. And then on the side, she also does that.
She's stunningly beautiful, and I know what you're saying, but that kind of bullshit comment on YouTube, there's no need for it. And I think it's a combination of what you said. I think it's that, unfortunately, these days, it is still very much about image.
But the thing is, she said, I think it was Bruce Springsteen or someone like that, showed his ass on a music video or something else like that. So she was like, guys can do that. Women sometimes show a bit of skin. It shouldn't be differentiating it at all.
I agree. But unfortunately...
Just like the free the nipple hashtag thing. Like, it's not that big a deal, but you just got those idiots.
There's a lot of fucking idiots out there.
Because there's another one that said something like... Oh, no, I've got it written down here. The great voice is a bonus. If she couldn't sing, I could always mute it.
See,
That's a very interesting one, though, because you could say that would happen the exact same way. The role reversal of the young girls watching, like, all the pretty boy kind of... boy bands or other bands that have got people that they fancy, and like they could say the same thing.
Yeah, I don't.
So people might jump on that and think, "Oh, how dare you? That's so sexist." But then it happens the other way around as well.
I don't really think it's my thing is that I agree with you, but I don't look at it as anything other than there's nothing wrong with someone flaunting what they've got. Because if you're beautiful and you're cool with it, go ahead and do it. But you shouldn't be exploited. Do you know what I mean? Which I think a lot of
just
women...
like Borat.
Like Borat.
He knows he's beautiful, and so he wears the mankini.
Exactly.
That's kind of what you mean, isn't it?
Yeah, but
I don't know why it made me think of Borat. I've got an image in my head now.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I like Lizzie's approach to that, but in the way that her attitude is right. But I do think, unfortunately, that there is a lot more pressure on women to look stunning all the time. Do you know what I mean? If a woman was pissed, drunk, and she's a rock star or a pop star, there'd be bullshit everywhere in the media. But if a geezer did it, it'd be like, yeah, he's a hero. Yeah, he's awesome. Do you know what I mean? Like, look at him. He's like, you know what I mean? There's all this kind of like stigma attached to sort of the fact that if you had a rock and roll star who's a dude who's going out doing loads of coke and being like
Well, they'd both make front page news.
They would, but there'd be a lot more to be said about the woman doing it because she's a bad role model for like younger females.
Oh, fuck off with your bad role models. Look at Nicki Minaj, for fuck's sake.
I know, but I'm not saying that. That's what fucking idiots would say.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, so... That I mean, those forget YouTube comments. I think they're just you should ignore them with everything that you've got. But like, you know, with regards to current female-fronted bands, you know, I think you've got a few that you actually wanted to mention, don't you? Like that.
I was going to rattle off a few to you and see if you've heard of them and see what you think about them.
There's
a couple of these bands. I think a lot of people would quite like. Most of them, probably everybody already knows.
Okay.
But there's for instance, Dead Sara. Did I show you them?
Yes, you did, yeah.
Dead Sara are amazing.
Uh-huh.
They've taken the more upbeat rock and roll route compared to bands like Alabama Shakes. And the singer is incredible. He's got like a raspy rock and roll-y kind of country voice.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's just hard rock with a bit of rock and roll. and it's amazing. She is probably, they're probably one of my favourite bands at the moment, actually.
Nice.
Who else? Yeah, Alabama Shakes, like I said, and previously mentioned 2 weeks ago, winning the Grammy Award, which is amazing.
They did, yes, yes, yes. Go on.
Do you remember Flyleaf?
No.
A woman called Lacey was the front woman of Flyleaf, who were amazing. She screamed a couple of times in her songs, and she got a really good voice. But she split up from them. They got someone else, I think, called Kirsten or someone now. But she does her own material, and it's kind of a more dampened down Flyleaf, and it's really good. Lacey Sturm, her name is.
Okay.
Should probably check her out as well.
Are these bands still around? I know.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, releasing new stuff and everything.
Okay. Anyone else?
There's a band I showed you earlier, actually, a heavier band. I don't know if they're post-hardcore or what. Eyes Set to Kill. I think they've got two women. One of them sings and one of them does something else. I can't remember what, but they're a really good band as well.
Okay.
I was showing you them earlier, wasn't I?
Yeah, I liked them. I mean, you're talking about bands that are a little bit, I don't know, they're not...
Not as marketed?
Well, they're not really mainstream or even I would say...
So, where bands start there? So
no, I'm not saying it's a problem, but I'm saying, I thought that bands, like you mentioned before, like Paris and Paramore, would be, this sort of, the example of a really successful sort of, band progressing in the music industry. Do you know what I mean? I thought that... You know, it'd be...
No, I'm trying to get people to acknowledge smaller bands that should be bigger.
Right, yeah, but I mean...
That's always what I like to do.
This is true, but in a general sense, you know, you're on about, before, that Kerrang only had 7 acts who were in the top 50, which is rubbish, and, you know, the bands that you mentioned...
Yeah, but if we don't talk about these smaller bands, how are they going to get up there?
I agree, but what I'm saying is that my point is that... If you and I want these bands to do well, I you know, I've heard of one of those. I know two of those, in fact,
Nice.
But the thing is, within the rock scene, you know, over the so many years, I have, you know, as I said, never really sort of consciously sort of seeked out male singers or female singers. But you know, these days there are a lot more that are sort of accessible, which I think is fantastic. But one of the I think important things to recognize.
Where are you going with this?
Just bear with me. Just bear with me. You're so impatient. Is that to, you know, you have to recognize the people that began it all.
Get my flamethrower out in a minute.
And yeah, you can try. That, you know, without your Janis Joplins of the world and your Chrissie Hynde and all that kind of stuff, you wouldn't have the sort of real empowerment that gave the sort of supposed motivation for bands to sort of inspire to that.
Yeah, okay. Well, so to be fair, to myself,
yeah.
I know you've got a lot of older bands that were around quite a while ago on a list, haven't you? So I'm not going to know most of these, but I also don't know a lot of older male fronted bands either.
Yeah.
I'm very contemporary, I've found, with my music.
Which
is great, because you're not as much so.
Well, not as much as, you know, in terms of, nowadays. I mean, for example, Peaches, she's not...
Yeah, I don't think I know who she is.
Oh, Peaches is amazing, man. Check her out. She's this Canadian electronic sort of, solo artist who had a band. And she's kind of like Lights?
You heard of Lights?
Yeah, no. Basically, her lyrics are so fucking controversial and real pro-feminism. And, she talks about the most, she has no sort of, filter. And one of the songs is called Fuck the Pain Away. And do you know Too Many DJs, the two lads from Soul Wax, the two brothers?
I think I actually might. Is the original track really weird?
It's like, she's like, fuck the pain away. I'm not going to do a rendition, but basically...
Oh, go on.
As I say, Too Many DJs, they do lots of samples of things, and she featured on that, and it just basically enhanced her sort of, what you call it, her profile within the sort of, because they were obviously a bit bigger. And she loves talking about all kinds of shit, controversial shit, and I love that, because she's not afraid to sort of say, fuck you to the man. And
okay,
that's
cool,
what she's
yeah.
about. And I think what I'm saying is, I'm trying to say that these people sort of paved the way for current female musicians to get a little bit more recognition for their work. You know, like your Blondies, Debbie Harry, you know, she was obviously a big part of the sort of like American punk scene.
Garbage, bands like
Garbage, yeah, Shelley. Yeah, she was obviously a big one as well. And then I've got like Juliette Lewis and the Licks.
Never heard of them.
She's a Hollywood actress and she had her own band as well. They've actually currently reformed. She's very, very cool band. Very, very cool band.
Another band that are reforming that I think you knew, Tsunami Bomb.
Yes.
Which is called female fronted.
You mentioned that before, yeah, yeah. Distillers.
Yes.
Brody.
I remember listening to them 10 years ago.
They were awesome, man.
Oh, so good.
Very, very good and close friend Kaz, who yeah, she met Brody.
You meet her in LA.
I didn't actually. It was in Dudley. met Brody and said she was wonderful.
Did she?
Yeah, said she was really lovely. I mean, not that she wouldn't be, but she was really sound. But you know what I mean? Like, you know, it's a shame because I've mentioned a few bands. Oh, sorry, female front women who paved the way. And yeah, it doesn't seem like the numbers have increased vastly.
No.
Which is what's that about? Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't get that. Like, surely, in the pop scene and that kind of genre, there are obviously far more.
There's tons, isn't there?
There's way more. But don't tell me that in the rock scene there aren't more young ladies out there now who want to do it and should get further. And maybe they are actually being penalised because they are women, which is wrong. Like you said, all the MDs are men.
Yeah. Name. Well, that's pure speculation, but you never know.
Yeah, but I mean, how can you?
I mean, looking at the Kesha case, never know, can you?
No. But what I mean is that you can't just base something purely on, you know, anything other than talent, as far as I'm concerned. And you know, you got like Stevie Nicks and Fleetwood Mac.
Yep.
You know, seriously, big bands.
Yep.
But there aren't, in terms of the scale, there aren't phenomenally huge rock outfits now that are female fronted in the rock.
It
genre.
Might all boil down to one word.
What's that?
Stigma.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you think?
Potentially, yeah. Which is not cool.
No.
I mean, like, for me, you're Florence's of the world.
You said Florence a lot this week.
Yeah, because she's an example of someone who's internationally, you know, she's a star. And she's done that through, on one being talented.
Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah, Kelly Clarkson, yeah. But she's, I mean, is she pop? I don't really know. Like.
Yeah?
Yeah, but in terms of rock or alternative, I know Florence isn't rock, but she's alternative, inverted commas. You know, she's one of the great examples of how...
Avril Lavigne?
She's not around anymore. She married Chad Kroeger as well. Although...
Imagine waking up to him every morning.
It'd be a dream. It'd be absolutely gorgeous. Do you know what I mean? He's a beautiful man.
Anyway.
And what's cool, though, in the metal scene is you've got Baby Metal. Three young ladies who are making such noise.
Yeah.
That's excellent.
I really want to start to get a lot of people's opinions on this. I think there's something we can do.
You know, since day one, man, since we've been talking about it, I love them. And there are a lot of people who are very much into them or not. But it's fantastic that they're getting a lot of, you know...
It's just because it's so different.
It's very different.
It just peers through the oversaturation and it just says, hello!
But think about it, dude. They are three very small.
Yeah, but they're
slim.
Not writing the music, are they?
Yeah, but they're.
Are they? I don't know anything about them.
I wouldn't have thought so. I don't think the actual music per se, but the lyrics potentially because it's Japanese. But what I'm saying is that the actual, if you look at it for what it is, it's three very small, young females from Japan who are taking the metal scene by storm. That's pretty incredible.
But do you think. I mean, I haven't read anything about them. Is it them pioneering it, or have they been brought in by the band to front it?
Combination. Definitely a combination. It's got to be, you know, marketable for some certain things.
You've heard their new song, haven't you? Karate.
Some of it, yeah.
How convenient that the song is called Karate, right?
Yeah.
What else?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, you know, you don't want to be too stereotypical, but it's pretty damn good. They're kicking some ass, man. Do you know what I mean?
They got a song called Chopsticks.
I do not know. And please send all plates and plates to Adam's personal inbox.
What rubbish.
Oh, we're joking. No, I don't know. But what you know, your point was like, is it like them? Is it the label? Is it the band? I don't know. You've got to think it's a combination of so many different things. But I do think that your point about men being frontmen and females adulation and them muting it and looking. Yeah, there is a lot of that. Do you know what I mean?
Like, on both sides.
Definitely. Yeah. But I still think that the numbers are atrocious, that if you look at it, the actual sort of like...
The thing is, I reckon there are loads and loads of female fronted bands.
Yeah.
Just like there are male fronted bands that just don't see the light of day through the oversaturation. And maybe it's just possible that the females just aren't... The bands, some of the... Okay, there could be loads of reasons. So the bands they're in might not be good enough to make it, or they may not try hard enough, or there may be a bit of sexism. There will be sexism where a label might choose a male band or a female band. Like, it might boil down to things like the way they look. There could be a ton of female fronted bands. The label will be like, well, we don't like the way you look, which is awful. But I'm sure there's a ton of reasons, not all negative, as to why there's more male than female. But there will be a lot of negatives as well. I mean, I used to listen to a lot of some bands when I was younger that never really... I mean, they'd venture from America to England, like female fronted bands, but they'd never really go far. There's bands that I wanted to mention, see if anybody else used to listen to these. Bands like Megan Deer. Have you ever heard of them?
Can't say I have.
They were great. I saw them live, I think... I can't remember who with. Who else? Oh, funny story, actually, about Megan Deer, going on a bit of a tangent. When I was in a band about 10 years ago, we threw... my guitarist threw a CD up on stage.
Yeah.
And it kind of span and twirled and like just skimmed past the female bassist's face and nearly smacked her right in the face.
Oh dear.
It was hilarious. Who else did I used to listen to? Versa Emerge, who I mentioned earlier. Hey Monday. Bands like that, they just flitted out into nothing.
But I mean, maybe is that because what? They were shit or what?
I don't know. Hey Monday were just like Tonight Alive, Paramore kind of stuff.
So
they just
shit.
What I'm trying to say is like they didn't make it for a certain reason and they were doing really well. So I'm sure there's a lot of bands way lower that people just haven't found that are female fronted that just haven't made it.
Potentially, yeah. But there would obviously be that with men as well. But I do know what you mean.
Yeah, it is very odd that there's like such a vast amount of male ones that do make it against female ones. But I mean... We can't say too much about why, because there's going to be so much that goes on.
Yeah, but I mean, there are, like, Amy Lee is a good example from Evanescence of, like, how much prominence she had in that era. She was just, like, everywhere.
Yeah.
And she was Evanescence. Like, she was, like, it's like Blooming What's-Her-Face. Ugh, I don't like her, but Hayley What's-Her-Face.
Hayley Williams.
Yeah, yeah, like, she's, like,
Paramore is Hayley. Yeah. Evanescence is Amy Lee.
So much so that they dictate who's in and out of the band. And
apparently, No Doubt is Gwen Stefani.
Oh, but they've got a new. I think.
I think the members of No Doubt are starting a new band.
That's exactly it. Yeah, but Gwen Stefani.
She's got a new album coming out. Actually,
she might.
I really, really like Gwen Stefani.
I think she's absolutely.
I like her pop stuff.
Yeah, so do I. But she's very talented. Yeah, she's excellent. She's a really, really phenomenal singer, and you know. Another good example of... Because that was rock.
Yep.
And
to a degree.
Yeah. You know, if you look at it, I suppose it is. But pop stuff was good as well.
Yep.
But Amy Lee, Hayley Williams, you know, do they give off the bad... what I'm trying to say is that I've heard that Hayley is an absolute maniac. And not just from, like, one source, that she's, like...
I don't think there'll be a domino effect from that.
But what I'm saying is that, is it a positive thing that she's got a reputation within the industry of being a bit of a difficult individual? Because she treated her band members like shit. So are you reluctant to, you know, go that way? Do you know what I mean? It's a bit of a...
I couldn't really say because I'm not female.
No, but if you were a label, I mean.
For what? What do you mean? Wait, sorry, what?
If you hear stories like... Amy Lee and Hayley being really difficult to work with, and they're like firing members of bands.
Oh, no way.
I wouldn't
say no to the majority of other female fronted bands just because two other females.
But what I'm saying is that would it, as an MD of a record label, put you off
signing them or new female?
New female fronted
bands? No, not at all.
But it might do for some people.
Everyone's different.
Yeah, but it might do for some people. I'm not saying you.
So, how can they be tolerant of male singers and not female singers?
I'm not saying it either way. I'm just saying, is it a possibility? That's what I'm saying.
This is the feminist in me coming out there.
But no, 'cause I'm not saying it either way. I'm just saying that it could potentially give a unfortunate sort of like, you know, impression that some female members are difficult to work with. And I'm not saying that's true or isn't true, because I think that's bullshit. Like, men are just as difficult. But you do hear that, you know, some people can be difficult to work with, and it may alter people's, like, you know, opportunities, because you think, well, you know, if people are that narrow-minded, that's what I'm saying.
No, I don't really know. If anybody who's listened to this has any insight or anything to add to that, or speak to us about anything, do not hesitate to get in touch. I'll give you our details again, in fact, if you so wish.
Yeah, certainly.
Facebook, you can get us on Facebook, /altrockrepeat. Twitter, at altrockrepeat as well. And email, altrockrepeat@gmail.com. Now, we've got a lovely female-fronted unsigned band to play this week, haven't we?
We have, and they are fantastic.
Really, really good.
They're awesome, yeah.
They're a band called Chasing Dragons. They're Leeds-based. Got female drummer, female singer, guitarist and a bassist, who are male. They're kind of... Before I play them, they're kind of... They say that they're a mix between Iron Maiden, Avenged Sevenfold, AFI and Hailstorm, which in itself is an intriguing prospect, so I hope you quite like them.
One thing I want to say about this is that you're playing me the track we're playing now, which is it's a brilliant track. But I said this to you, and you were like, oh, that's interesting. They don't sound English at all.
No, not...
They sound quite American, in my opinion. Which
I think they've got a crossover of both.
Yeah, but I think it's good that they sound kind of in that sort of vicinity.
What's wrong with sounding English?
Nothing, but there aren't that many... Think about it. None of the bands that we've mentioned have been English.
Like, yeah, there's
none of them.
There's Churches, who are Scottish.
Yeah.
And Marmosets, who are from Yorkshire.
Yeah. But like your Parises, your Paramours, your Evanescences, your Hailstorms, you know, your Baby Metals, none of them are English.
You're right.
And what I'm not saying that English bands sound rubbish, because why would I? That's just rubbish. But the thing is, maybe that's part of it as well. Is it globally accessible?
I'm determined to go out and find some more female-fronted British bands now. Can you send me a couple if anybody's listening and they know some good ones? I'd like to hear.
Definitely,
some.
These guys are awesome though. Kudos.
Yeah, really good. Really, this like the track we're going to play is off their EP in 2014 called Checkmate. And I would like to mention that March 29th this year they're bringing out a new record. I think it's only three or four tracks, called Faction Prologue. The trailer for that looks like it's going to be really good.
Yeah. Very much so. So, thanks very much for listening to us this week. Hope you enjoyed it. Playing us out this week is Chasing Dragons, Throw Down Your King.